Hey buddy, Andy here again. Well, today I was going to have a fairly light day on the old social networking front, and I've actually been pretty good at that. I wasn't necessarily set out to do that, but I thought, no, not so need a break, but maybe not go on to it quite as much as I would normally. Yes, I've got my iPhone, so that keeps me in touch with stuff. But one of the reasons I've been watching some old TVs and DVDs and recorded programmes that have been repeated on the BBC, etc., on the old Sky Plus box. And not all today, but over the past few weeks. And it makes you realise just how good those are. That's one reason I don't watch very much TV now. I tend to put it on to watch what I want to watch and then turn it off. I've always been a bit like that, but there seemed to be so much more to watch years ago. And what has been proved to be by watching some of these programmes is the quality of them. Okay, they look a bit dated, obviously, some of them, but the acting is so good. The dialogue, the writing, the way that it's been done is very, very good. I watched the reruns of Boys from the Black Stuff, which they showed on BBC not long ago. Apart from the main series, they had the full-running teaser, I suppose, not the right word, but the full-running programme, which hasn't always been sort of lumped together, but it really shows you how the story started off, if you see what I mean. I've also had an evening of watching some old Fall and Rise Reginald Perrin DVDs, and now that's been repeated, remade, should I say. I haven't watched that because I just couldn't face watching someone, as much as I like Martin Clunes as a comic actor, I couldn't watch that series being repeated. It's like someone remaking 40 Towers or something. Some things just shouldn't be done, and that just proves my point, really, that people haven't got too much original stuff now, whether it be in TV, whether it be in movies, or even in music to that extent. But this evening, I fancy some sort of comfort TV, as I said, not to use the computer or something that much. And it's cold, it's raining, you know, and you think, right, you want to snuggle down and watch something. And what I always use as sort of comfort TV is the programme Northern Exposure. Always been one of my favourite TV programmes from back in the sort of early 90s, I believe it was, going back a while. But I watched 4 episodes of that today and picked them. I thought I wanted one in particular that I wanted to watch, but the others I was just sort of going through the DVDs. I had the whole complete box set, and it was great to watch that. And what I love about that programme is exactly what I was just saying about the others. They're so well written, they're so well acted, but the dialogue is just so well done, and there's a lot of talking in it. There's Chris, the radio DJ, who's a bit of a sort of a amateur philosopher and talker and that, and I see elements of myself in him and the way that I sort of do this type of thing, I suppose, and anybody else who does audio booze and talks about, you know, philosophical topics or things like that, you're going along the same sort of lines. That's what sort of vlogging's about, blogging to an extent as well, and obviously audio booing as well. And I've just listened to a podcast from one of my favourite magazines, Word Magazine. I've mentioned this before, but they do a great podcast. And I think this week, it's 45 minutes worth of podcast, and they did talk about music, but they didn't talk about it that much. Primarily, it's supposed to be a music thing. But it's 3 guys sitting around talking about things. And it's just so well done. These people have got so many stories. They're interesting, they're intelligent, they're articulate, etc. And it's so good to hear that type of thing. And to hear good talking is as good as anything else, I think, whether you can see the people, whether it be dialogue from a TV programme. And that is missing so much, I think, nowadays. That's one of the reasons that I like to do what I do, audio booze, videos as well, and even blogging to a certain extent as well. But as you probably notice, if anyone follows me, I tend to do more. I've really got into the audio booze, and that's one of the reasons why I enjoy doing radio, and why I'd like to do more of that sort of talk based type of thing. I'm not a talk radio type of person, but it's something that appeals to me, and that's mainly through doing this type of thing. So the spoken word is very, very good, as long as it's done properly, as long as it's written well, acted well, and put across well. There's nothing quite like it, I don't think. So I'm just wondering what I'm going to do now. Should it be some classic TV, or maybe another podcast or something like that? Anyway, I've got to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.